Greetings, one and all. Families of the Vine Street Christian Church extended family of faith, this is Pastor Bob, and it's Friday, December 11th, nearing the end of our second week of Advent, the week of peace, and today we have a family devotional from Grace Claus and her devotions from the Reformed Church of America. Today's devotion is called A Shepherd King. A Shepherd King. The Bible selection today comes from 2 Samuel. We've moved on from 1 Samuel, and we'll hear a little bit from 2 Samuel chapter 5, verses 1 through 5. 2 Samuel 5, verses 1 through 5. The Lord said to David, "It is you who shall be shepherd of my people Israel, you who shall be ruler over Israel." So all the elders of Israel came to the king at Hebron, and King David made a covenant with them at Hebron before the Lord, and they anointed David king over Israel. Well, at first thought, you'd think kings and shepherds seem like exact opposites, right? Kings sit on their thrones, they wear expensive clothes, they talk to important people. Shepherds, on the other hand, well, they stand on the hillsides, they wear clothes that can get dirty, and they talk mostly to sheep. David was both a king and a shepherd. He was a shepherd that God chose to be a king. A shepherd would probably make a very good king, since shepherds have to be humble, and they probably care more about people than about power. Can you guess of someone else in the Bible who is a shepherd king? That's humble and cares more about people than about power. If you guess Jesus, you're exactly right. Jesus is the good shepherd. He knows all of us as well as a shepherd knows his sheep. And he was willing to die so that we can live. But Jesus is also the King of Kings. He beat the powers of sin and death, and now he sits on his throne, ruling over all of creation. Can you think of the reasons why shepherds make such good kings? Let us pray. King Jesus, thank you for having the heart of a shepherd. We pray today that you, as the King of Kings, would help the leaders of our cities and our nation. Help them to be as kind and as gentle as shepherds like you. In your name we pray. Amen. Don't forget, this Sunday we do round two of our Give and Gift Place for Kids at church, Sunday between 11 and 5. We'll have a whole new set of gifts for you to pick up in your gift bag, and we still need to fill up that area with food donations for the food shelter. So I hope you can come and participate. Adults can come for kids. Kids can come. However you want to do it, and pick up gift bags for all the kids in your life, including those ornaments to decorate. That'll be 11 to 5 this Sunday at church. And by the way, don't forget to grab a handful of candy too as you leave and weigh down that bag a little bit. Amen. If you did miss last week, by the way, think we're going to have some extra bags stuffed from last week's set of gifts, and you can pick one up too, so you don't miss out on that. Well, hope you can get by and pick up some bags for kids and drop off some food for people in need. Here's today's benediction. Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace, we praise and bless your holy name. Son of David, Branch of Jesse, Emmanuel, Good Shepherd, Light of the world, guide us and help us on this day. Amen.